This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.
What's up, Hot Breathiverse? We're back here. I'm out here in Nashville doing some guerrilla podcasting. Really quick, just wanted to introduce this episode to you. I hope you're out on the grind, out there getting it however you got it. Thank you for everyone who reached out with the feedback on my most recent episodes this week. That wedding story is having a lot of big impact, so holla at your boy if you'd like to have a comedian come to your wedding. But long story and short of it is, this is an episode, one of a kind. I'm experimenting here. Hot Brethren Ronnie Myers called me up just to talk about the Drew Thomas interview that has gotten so much feedback this week, and also asking for tips on a show he's trying to start hosting. So we talk about the episode and how it impacted him, but then also some tips on he's looking to approach a venue and the kind of steps along the way to increase your chances of actually booking a paid gig somewhere. So I think you're going to find a lot of insight and connection with Ronnie. He's a comic out here on the grind, and I appreciate you listening. I'm out here in Nashville. I'm going to get back to it, but keep grinding, kids.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
Ronnie!
What's going on, man?
How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How you doing, bro?
Doing good. I'm doing good.
Man, I called you about, man, first, I love the show today. I listened to the Drew Thomas episode.
Yeah.
This is fire. I'm going to go back and listen to the first one.
Woo! What'd you like about it?
Oh, I liked perspective. The perspective of a lot of people want time versus money. You know, a lot of people like 2 years in, 3 years in, five. A lot of people just really want to get paid. Whereas, you know, there's the argument that you got to really choose which one. Like, and I do believe, like, from reading Bernie Mac book, I feel what he was saying. I just really want time. Because right now, I can't. Like, if somebody pays me, at my most, I could probably do maybe 10 to 12 minutes. Maybe a strong 10, 12. I don't have 15, 20, 30, half, you know, an hour to really be getting paid. So my thing is, I just want a lot of time. So I put a lot of stuff in perspective, especially, like, I only been doing comedy like a year and 3 months. But I didn't kind of deal a lot of stuff faster. Either, you know, by really God's grace, man, I can't even, you know, say nothing about it. Like, in the position where I meet the right people and they put me on and they tell me good stuff. And even, you know, getting on, remember your stuff, all in the fourth, like, it's really like God on the way. So, you know, for a year and 3 months in, I feel like I'm cool. I know where I'm headed. And just listening to somebody that's been in there 15 years talking about perspective, you know, not even like, you know, he wasn't giving no advice on how to be funny, how to tell a joke. At a certain point, you kind of know how to do that. If you don't know how to do that, at a certain point, you're not even taking it serious. I feel like that should be the first thing you do with the whole perspective of, okay, what is success? What level you at? What's realistic right now? If you exceeding like realistic expectations for doing it, you're doing good, you know. Get to a point where people are saying you're funny. Not your comedians, not the open mic, because time to go play for the real people of that. And you at the outside, and people like stop and say, hey, man, you was funny. That's a win. If I don't get one of those, and damn it, how I felt, and damn the comedians, if I don't get that from an audience, I know I ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, that's how you know you won, when an audience member comes up and is like, oh, great job. Because some of the shows that I feel like I didn't do great, and then an audience member comes up, and I'm like, oh, maybe I did do great, when I start hearing right. That feedback from the audience. Because that's what matters, how the audience feels, you know?
Exactly. But that's how I feel.
That game he spit, you know, I mean, you're a little over a year in, and you're like, that was helpful. Man, I'm 9 years in, and I was like, that perspective is that, because you got to imagine, like, 9 years in, you're like, well, when is it? When's my hit, you know? And then he's like, right. No, it's in stages. It's like you lose money, then you break even, and then you start to make money. It's like the stages of the game in terms of the business side. So it was very humbling and reassuring to know it's all happening on time, you know?
Hell yeah, dude. I mean, everybody time. My dad always told me, everybody time ain't your time. Just like somebody in my homeboy California on a different time, I'm on a different time. My people 8 hours away from me on a different time, like Eastern Standard Central. But even on a deeper level, everybody's timing is so different. Like, you don't know when somebody's prepared. I feel like, damn, if I knew my purpose, I was rapping on stage and performing, like acting and doing all this other stuff on stages. I was already, you know, prepped for, like, stage. I never did jokes. So, like, if I would have started at 22, 23, like, I feel like, damn, I could have. I'd probably been child prodigy. then you fucking look at the interview you did Rick Smiley, son. How he started that early and didn't ask you to talk about.
Yeah.
Look at people like Lil JJ. He a cool dude. He didn't have much life experience to talk about. When I go back and look at what he did when he was young, it's amazing doing it when he was young. But that's for when I start really, like, now I'm in comedy. Those are 4-3 minute things on TV. That's not half an hour. That's not an hour. You didn't, there's no way you had an hour of material.
Mm-hmm.
Of strong material. So, okay, I had to live life and be in the world and pay bills late and deal with girls and have all this perspective on life that you have something to talk about on stage. So I look at it like, I'm thankful. That's cool. And I'm not even rushing the social media shit. I'm trying to have the time to do if it happens. Because if it happened right now, I don't have that much tool to do nothing. I have maybe 15, and that's stretching it. 15, great, I don't. 15, yeah, I could do it. That don't mean it's great. So it's like, everything is in, like when you said that perspective, it's just, it kind of reassured me, like, and I hope it do that for everybody else, like, it's just perspective, man, like, I'm cool with where I'm at. My goal this year, in the next couple of months, hopefully I'm about to hit this guy after I got a phone with you. I may be getting a room, a weekly room at one of the best little lounges in Atlanta. They always got people there. And
oh,
if I get the weekly room, I'll be good because I just want time. I want to be able to do 15 minutes a week. You know, 7 probably coming up, 2 in between. People make the 7 on the back. If I don't have a headline, it's got the 4th. You know, running through 20 minutes. So I do that. If I did that, if I could do 20 minutes every week for 2-3 months, I know I could develop a half hour.
Yeah, man, that hosting.
I'm taking it serious.
I tell all comics, man, the hosting is where it's at. That's where you're going to get the most stage time, and that's where you're going to become the most comfortable on stage because you're up there so much.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's where I found, like, my comfortability and interacting with an audience. And you have to start the show, so you have to bring the energy to the show and set the tone for the show. The hosting is, like, if there's, like, young comics, if there's, like, one thing you can do to get better faster, I would recommend hosting a show. So definitely, if that one doesn't fall through, I'd say definitely find one somewhere because that stage time is priceless.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want. Cause when I listen to your podcast, and I actually found some more comedy podcasts I've been listening to now. But I didn't really like yours is the only one I knew, so I just went through and raped your whole shit. But like, I found some other ones, and a lot of people say the same thing. Bill Bellamy, when I talked to him, he was out here. He said the same thing. It's like you can only do so much from 3 to 5 minutes, like. I don't even like the 5 minute spot, that's great. But I can't really do nothing. Alicia Deep told me something, you can't really. It was funny when I was telling him the punchline, he said, man, you was in Houston, I'll be up there for 20 minutes and let you die up there. Like, that's just, I mean, you can't do nothing, like, can't get shit for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because I told him I went to go see Bruce, a dude named Bryson Bowers, I believe, he was hosting. He's like, oh yeah, that's my young boy. Like, I brought him up. It was times where I was hosting. I forgot the name of the club. He said he was hosting that. And he'll let Bryson host. And then he'll show up late on purpose. Or he won't go till like 40 minutes in. And tell him before, hey, I ain't going to be able to make it. You got to go up there and host. How much time? 2:30. Eddie Bryce just had to do 30. He just had to go up there and die. And Aaliyah come in and wouldn't say shit. Or he'll wait outside and wouldn't say shit. And just like, see, that's the only way you get 30. You can't get 30 with no pussy ass 5 minutes. Like, you gotta do 20. That's when you know you're funny. You can do 20 to 30, and you're like, okay, cool. Once you do 20 to 30, shit, it ain't nothing to ask 15 more minutes. Almost 2 hours.
It's a whole other game when you get into that 30 minutes, that world. That is it's a whole other game.
When he said that, I said, damn, you just let him. He said, shit, yeah. How the fuck you supposed to let out? We supposed to usher you in for 30 minutes? He go 5 more minutes? No. Throw your ass in there. See how you like it? Dive, though. It's cool. Everybody die. Everybody come back.
Yeah, you survive. You die, but you survive.
No, Resurrection Sunday with Jesus. It's all good.
Man, I appreciate you reaching out and letting me know that, dude. That means a lot.
Hell yeah. Another thing I want to ask you too, man, you know them people up there. I submitted the last score. One of my other partners got a rejection email. Problem is, I ain't got one of them.
Yeah, I didn't get one of those either, so don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, I'm like, he got a no. Tell me no. I just want to know if that's what it is.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, that's not really my world. I submitted. I didn't hear anything back. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just, it would be nice, but I don't just fuck it.
But remember, perspective. You were just saying that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about it. I'm like, damn, I did submit to that shit. I wonder if they, I ain't got none. I wonder if there's a reason why, but it's probably thousands of people that submitted that, sending denials. Slowly but surely, I ain't tripping on that.
Yeah, man, don't even worry about that. That's all that stuff will come with time. That's just, those kind of opportunities are icing on the cake, you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, I might not even be ready for it.
Yeah, that's fast.
Yeah, I'm going to just go ahead and do it. But if I don't get that place, I'm too heartbroken, but I'm going to find another one. I really want this place. This place, yeah. Shit, a whole bunch of people. I'm going to the Jordan Room tonight. I be going over there almost every week. Jordan got a room, Mirza Lounge, and Lafayette, goddamn. Lawrenceville.
Yeah, I'll be there next week. I'm booked on that next week.
Oh, okay, cool. That's probably the day. I'll be going over there because I can at least do 12 over there. Jordan kind of let me rock because, you know, I like going to places like that where it ain't a club. But goddamn it, if you make them put down that hookah and that fucking chicken, one.
What are you going to say to this club you're talking to? Did they approach you or are you approaching them?
Well, I had just reached out to people I knew that was local in the city. I had a homeboy who got a home here. They have a little spot, like an actual lounge. But it's a BYOB. And it wasn't, what I was asking wasn't conducive to what she was, but she worked with other people at other clubs, and she threw me out there, and, you know, she called me and said, hey, you have a fit, social media, stuff like that. I gave them all that stuff, and they told me, well, if this place is going to be every Wednesday, and if when they call you, or when they tell you, it needs to move fast, like, the next week, you know what I'm saying? So that's that, and I was in a group meeting. I'm in a group meeting where I just ask, hey, do anybody work a promote for a club, and the guy that owns the club hit me up. He said, you know, you text me. He worked at, like, it's crazy the places he worked at. I can tell you right now, it's like Josephine's Lounge.
Yeah, the promoter?
Yeah, well, yeah, he owned the Aram Club. Whatever, Aram Lounge or some shit. Damn it, where is it? Text message.
Yeah. Well, do you know what you're gonna say to this club when you talk to him in a second?
Well, yeah, I'm gonna call the girl that linked me through them and see how there any has there been any leeway with, you know, what we're talking about. But I mean, more so than not, like, I kind of, from listening, I ain't gonna lie, from listening to your podcast, like the episode, especially with Trey Mo.
Yeah.
That's about touring. Do you have a episode where you talk about the business of hosting?
Like the business side, or more like just the performance side?
No, the business side. Like low key, you had a few guests talk about like the performance side, more like the business side. Because I've been listening to another podcast, Too Sensitive for Comedy. It's a girl named Crystal Adams.
Uh huh.
And she talked about starting a room with she talked about like somebody starting a room. They didn't go over, like, they went business as far as, like having a spot or even leasing a spot. But they didn't talk about the business of, like, a room. I know, like, people sometimes, like, I don't know how true. I think Maurice get, like, $200 a night from every place. Because it's, like, it's free to get in. But he might get, like, a certain amount, $200, say, and then pay the host $100. He probably get more than that, but that's just, like, a guesstimate. So I'm, like, I mean... So I'm like, if I'm hosting every week, which is what I want to do, if I could pay a headliner, if I were to ask for three and pay a headliner $100, $125, a local guy, somebody that wouldn't mind picking up $100-something during the week, then that would be cool. And then, like, you know, like that would be, I guess, what I'm doing. So I guess, I mean, more so, they already have a steady crowd. I can bring out some more people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Maybe like a good 15 or something like that. And just kind of keep building from there. So if I were to get... I mean, somebody told me 300 is on the low side, but shit, I ain't nobody. I just want the time. So a win is a win to me personally.
Yeah, that's legit.
Yeah. I can always renegotiate the money, but... Like, I already made up my mind, like, it's not about the money. I got a job. I work where I stay. I'm cool. If I get $100, $150, that's cool every week. I just really want the time. The time is what I need. The time will pay me back later.
Yeah, that's facts.
The time and the skill will pay me back later. I don't care.
Yeah, Tyler Chronicles talks about hosting some of the business, but his is more like, the hosting's more about that valuable stage time. You know what I mean? But it's like, you can take into account, T.K. Kirkland talks about, in his interview, like, kind of finding your rate when you're talking to a venue. And a lot that can play into that is, like, is there going to be a cover? How many seats are in the venue? So you can start to calculate how much money they'll be bringing in and what's a realistic percentage for you to be taking from that. But there's also... like a door deal scenario, or it could just be they pay you a flat rate and then they get all the bar and food and all that. And
right.
What may be helpful to you is even just leveraging Atlanta comedy right now and like how popping it is, and like they're getting an opportunity to get in on kind of like the gold rush that's happening here in Atlanta with shows popping up and all the great comedians and also comedy fans here. You know, they'd be lucky to have a comedy show and lucky to have you host, really.
Well, that's a good way to look at it in a picture, because I know, like, looking at it, people, like, unless it's a, like, they pay shows, but then a lot of times pay shows aren't as frequent. They like a series of a guy might do, like, you don't have a series, you do it monthly. So people got, like, the paid shows every 2 weeks. I mean, when you pay to get in, every 2 weeks a month. For me, to do a paid show weekly, it's kind of weird. Like, I don't see it done. Plus, especially when the place I'm going to, they don't charge people till the weekend. The weekdays is free.
Yeah.
But, like, it's easy for me to, like, say flat rate, because if people is in there patronizing the bar, which they already have a happy hour, which is great, because I wanted some place kind of that, like, you know, that moving people to like eat and drink at a cheap rate and enjoy a comedy is easier for the sale to people. Plus, like, you know, people just don't end up in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
that's
like, that's what I really want. Like, you know, they had like good food and good drinks, which this place do. I'm just trying to see if they're gonna give it to me.
That's smart though, because that's. You know, I just did a hosting workshop, and one of the things we talked about was, like, going to a venue, like, when you approach a venue, like, look at what they're already doing. So if they're not you know, if all their paid shows are on the weekend and then you come in on a Wednesday, like, let's do a paid show, like, in terms of, like, having a cover, then it doesn't already fit with what they're doing. You want to be, like, almost like the missing puzzle piece. So if their shows during the week are all free, it's like, all right, we'll do a show without a cover, and then you can just give me a flat rate.
Right.
So, yeah, that's good to be researching the venue like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want. And then there's a place I've been to a couple of times. They got other spots like Stan, the pizza spot on Peter Street. I be there all the time. People know me.
Cool.
But I hate the way it's shaped, though. It's like a runway. And it's kind of annoying when people are coming in and coming out.
I've performed. I did a 255 Tapas on Peter Street. Used to do comedy, and that's like doing it in a hallway. It was just one long room, and you're at the end with, like, homeless people in the background in the window, you know, like.
Yeah.
But, hey, it's, like you said, it's the stage and it's reps.
Right. So, I mean, worst come to worst. Not worst come to worst, because I'd be lucky to get a place of any venue, really, to be honest with you. I want you to look at it like they just want to prefer versus whatever, but shit. Whoever give it, whoever let me have a room, I'm cool with it. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, go get it, man.
Yeah, man. That's what I wanted to reach out and ask you about, but I really see fucking with that episode. I don't know if anybody tell you, bro, but I mean, you done helped me out tremendously, man.
Man, I appreciate that. Yeah, let Drew know too. Hit him up.
I already hit him up and follow him and all that.
Wow. Yeah, dude, he's OG, man. That was straight game. So you've always been down. You've been a A1 day one. You've been so supportive. I appreciate every time you reach out. It really means a lot.
Oh, nah, man. I appreciate you more, man.
Ooh. And I appreciate you getting that hoodie, too. You're showing love for the Hot Breath-verse.
Oh, yeah, man. When the weather changes, I'm going to have to get a shirt or something, man. I'm going to get you a hat or something, bro. Something, you know, because, like, when your boy said that, with the merch shit, I always, like, damn, I want to, like, it's only a few things that people really can have and wear all the time.
Yeah.
And like a hat is one.
That's
nobody gonna say shit about you wearing a hat all the time.
Ah,
they say something about their shirt all the time, but they won't say nothing about their hat.
I'll have to look into that, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Good looking out.
Oh, no problem, bro. Appreciate it, man.
My man. Hey, good luck with that venue, man, and let me know how it goes.
I will do, man. You be one of the first people I ask. If they pay me enough, I'll be the first person I book.
Already. Done deal.
Alright, man. Appreciate it.
My man. Keep it up.
Alright, thanks, man.
Alright.
Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.